How would you react if you turned your head and saw Padre Pio by your side? I would certainly be shocked. Well, so was Giovanni Gilozzi, whose story we explore today. Stay tuned. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome back to our YouTube channel Following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. I'd like to take a moment to thank the members of our Protected Children of Padre Pio program for your financial help and support. You make these videos possible for everyone. You are a true Padre Pio apostle. May Our Lady and Padre Pio reward you abundantly. If you're not yet a member of this special program, why not join now? Members have special spiritual as well as material benefits. Just click the link in the description below to find out more. And now to our story. Today's story is sourced from the book Padre Pio, the Saint of the Third Millennium by Olivio Cesca. Within its pages, Cesca recounts a testimony given by Giovanni Gilozzi, a famous Italian journalist and writer who was a close friend of Padre Pio. Now, I have mentioned Mr. Giovanni once before in a video titled Padre Pio's Surprising Means of Communication, where we find out how the two met. If you haven't seen the video, I recommend you have a look. Today's story is set after Giovanni and Padre Pio had already become acquainted. So here's the story. Giovanni Gilozzi, a young, passionate journalist and friend of Padre Pio, worked as a radio presenter for a national public broadcasting company in Italy. Now, Giovanni loved his job, but he would often overwork himself to the point where he would get terrible headaches. Whenever Giovanni got excited about writing a book, a newspaper article, or preparing for a radio show, he lost track of time. He would work non-stop for 24 hours or even longer, forgetting to eat or rest. No wonder his head would hurt. Giovanni's headaches were so intense, he couldn't even sleep at night. One day, Giovanni was struck by one of these terrible headaches just as he was about to broadcast a program dedicated to the sick. He found himself unable to proceed and time was running short. Giovanni, you must find a way to air this program, his director insisted, adding pressure to an already stressful situation. I can't. I'm at my breaking point, Giovanni replied. The director felt sorry for Giovanni and took him to a quiet room to rest. While Giovanni was alone, in pain, and feeling the throbbing in his temples getting worse, he suddenly felt a strange sensation. It seemed like someone was standing near him, and he could hear the soft sound of rosary beads tinkling. Giovanni opened his eyes and couldn't believe what he saw. Padre Pio was standing there, looking directly at him. This encounter was completely unexpected and left Giovanni shocked and confused. Padre Pio didn't say anything, but gave him a warm smile, gently touched Giovanni's head, and then disappeared as quickly as he appeared. Giovanni couldn't believe what had just happened. How could Padre Pio, who lived in San Giovanni Rotondo, suddenly be in Rome? The only explanation that made sense to Giovanni was that it must have been a hallucination, something his mind created because of the pain he was experiencing. However, surprisingly, as the shock faded away, so did the terrible headache. Giovanni regained his composure and successfully went on to broadcast the program without the burden of the pain that had tormented him just moments before. The next Sunday, as he always did, Giovanni went on a pilgrimage to San Giovanni Rotondo. When he saw Padre Pio, he immediately knelt down and approached humbly to kiss his hand. While he was still kneeling, Padre Pio asked him, "So, Giovanni, how is your head?" "Very well, Padre," Giovanni replied. "That's good," Padre Pio said with a smile. "But beware of hallucinations." End of testimony. Now, to me, this story about Giovanni Gilozzi serves as a powerful reminder of the importance of not overworking. Giovanni's relentless pursuit of his work resulted in strong headaches as a consequence of neglecting rest. Sure, God calls us to work diligently, utilizing our talents and abilities to honor Him and serve others. But He also invites us to embrace the necessity of rest. The Catechism of the Catholic Church reminds us, just as God rested on the seventh day from all His work which He had done, human life has a rhythm of work and rest. The institution of the Lord's Day helps everyone enjoy adequate rest and leisure to cultivate their familiar, cultural, social, and religious lives. So as we can see, overworking ourselves is not in alignment with God's plan for our lives. We are not meant to be driven to exhaustion, but rather to find fulfillment and purpose through a harmonious integration of work and rest. By embracing this balance, we can lead fulfilling lives all while glorifying God through our work and our rest. This raises another point. Do we keep holy the Sabbath as required in the fourth commandment? I heard a story from a friend who said he knew a farmer who never worked his fields on Sunday, even when it might affect his crops. What was the result? He never suffered financial loss, while as his neighbors, who did not respect Sunday, did have financial losses. Padre Pio gives us yet another lesson. He appeared to the young journalist praying the rosary. Let's try to incorporate the five decades of the Holy Rosary in our daily lives. St. Benedict's rule of thumb is ora et labora, work and pray. I would like to hear your ideas on the subject and, of course, any experiences you may have had. Thank you for listening. Please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories. We have a new playlist, Padre Pio Thought for the Day. Check it out. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You'll find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.